The student becomes the teacher.
It's Lecture Me, brought to you by Blue Hills Secondhand Books in Parnell.
This is entirely correct. It is brought to you by Blue Hills Secondhand Books in Parnell. We're going to sit up straight, pay attention. What are they teaching at Waipapa Taumata Rau, the University of Auckland these days? And my guest in the studio ready to lecture us is Lucia Taylor. And morena, Lucia.
Morena, how are you going?
Good, you're very alert and awake at this hour of the morning.
I don't know how. I think I'm just in denial.
Are you? What did you do last night?
Is
that too personal?
No. I went and watched Hunter DJ at Flying Out.
Oh, did you?
But yep, and then just had some beers and hung out. But that was all.
Right. So the lecture you're going to be talking us through is on modernist fiction, which is something I'm really interested in hearing about. What's being taught in regard to literature at the university? What course are you doing?
This course that I'm talking about is creating stories. It's
yes.
A stage three paper, but modernist fiction is something that most of the English papers will go through at some point. So I've been looking at it since stage one as well.
Right. So I looked at I can pretty much work out what modernist fiction is, but the definition that you sent through this morning, it's quite something, isn't it? Modernism is a form of literature that self-consciously reacts to the Enlightenment ideals of Romanticism and the linear narrative orientations of realism.
Yes.
Correct?
Correct. Right. I think that's what I said.
Yeah. No, you did, definitely.
Yeah, well, it's a reaction to it, and it kind of subverting a lot of the structures that we're used to at this point. So, like, if you think realist fiction would be like Jane Austen, modernist fiction is kind of turning it on its head and almost trying to do the opposite, but it's quite subtle.
Okay, so are we talking about the style of writing, how the sentence structure is?
Everything, even like the stories themselves tend to be less kind of plot driven. Most of them will start in media res, which means that you're just like the first sentences are just the middle of a scene and you're like, oh, okay, I'll figure out where I am now.
Okay, yeah.
It tends to be more exploring the inner minds of the characters as opposed to this happens and then this happens.
Right, the hero's journey.
Yeah,
she said,
it's
yawning.
It's a bit more like, it's all about how we all see the world in different perspectives, and it's trying to bring out the subjectivity of the viewing the world, because previous literature was, you know, had a narrator being like, the chair is blue and this is happening and this is happening. Whereas with modernist fiction, it's like each character might see it differently.
Okay, so is modernist fiction modern? Like, is it just
today,
a new form?
Today, I would say it's not.
Right.
Now we have postmodernist fiction.
Oh, we do, right, okay.
Of course. And, I mean, outside of uni, I think most of my reading is like contemporary literature. So modernism was around, I really should have written the dates actually, like 50s?
Oh, I see, we're talking like almost like beat literature, something like that?
Yeah, so Catherine Mansfield is my favourite modernist author.
Quite a bit earlier than that, all right.
Yeah, so she was writing, I got it completely wrong. She was writing in about 1906.
She was.
So that was actually the modernism.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not very modern today.
Right, okay, I'm with you now. But Catherine Mansfield's stories, you know, don't really start in the middle of the plot, do they?
Yeah, well, the one that I've been engaging with quite a bit recently is called Psychology, which I really love, and you don't get the characters' names, and in most of the short stories of hers that I've read, it doesn't start like, oh, the sun was rising and it's a morning. It's you're in the car with Kezia and Lottie on their way to rural Wellington, and you don't actually know anything. It's just
what happens beforehand, right? Yeah,
yes,
you're dropped into it. Okay, yep.
Which she does a lot in her stories, and a big element of modernist fiction, which Catherine Mansfield does really beautifully, is free and direct discourse, which is kind of like, if you see that, like, that's a marker that, like, this is a modernist piece. And it's when the narrator kind of brings on the emotions and the feelings of the character, but it's very subtle. And it can be just through, like, the punctuation, not necessarily through what's being said or anything, but, like, yeah, I tried to find examples of it, but I honestly couldn't.
She's obviously very good at it, because you don't feel like you're floundering in any way when you're reading reading her. You know, she's a master of the art.
Yeah, and I think, one of the things I think about with free indirect discourse, for me, I feel like it's kind of manipulative, because you don't notice that it's happening, and you're suddenly picking up on what the character's thinking, but you're reading it from the narrator, so you're assuming that it's subjective. So you can get a lot of, like, unreliable narration through modernist fiction, which is always fun.
And your lecturer is Joe Barnes?
Yes, this is my second class I've had with him. He's great. Yeah, one of the other lectures I wanted to talk about, I couldn't choose. This course has been really awesome. We're doing different forms of storytelling. So we did short stories, the modernist short stories and realist ones, a novel. We read Song of Solomon by Toni Morrison. And our last lecture was all about Billie Holiday. And so we're looking at the Great American Songbook now. So he's really good at bringing in lots of different
mixing
forms.
Up the genres, right?
Yeah, it's really cool.
And so what are you learning about Billie Holiday in terms of the craft and the art of songwriting?
It was so sad. It made me very sad. But we looked a bit at her biography, and I assume that the next lectures and the tutorials will probably be looking more into the narratives of her songs. Yeah.
So what's the degree that you ultimately will leave university with?
I will leave with a Bachelor of Arts with a major in English Literature and also Media, Film and Television.
What a wonderful degree to have. Fantastic. Yes. And where does you hope that this will take you?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you write yourself?
No, I don't. I did take a creative writing course at uni. Wasn't my thing. I'm more of a reader.
Okay.
I quite like writing about reading.
Yes.
I like essays, I like analysing texts, but no, I don't want to be an author or anything. It could be cool to work in publishing, maybe.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. I'm still here, still at B, so probably stay here as well.
Will you? Yeah, it seems the way. It's a great place to just hang out, isn't it, around here?
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's fantastic. Came in very early this morning, and it's got so much history, these walls.
Yeah, it's so nice.
And
yeah.
Also, it was very surprising that the dishes were all done.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Good job, guys.
Super clean.
It's good for a Friday night.
Yeah, amazing. Actually, let me see. Is that rubbish bin usually full of cans? And it is.
Oh,
but they
classic.
Keep it kind of tidy. When I come in, it's although it's always the lights are dim with either blue or pink. So there's been something going on in here, but they do tidy it up.
Party time.
Yeah. So when what year will you be finished your degree?
Halfway through next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So this should be my final year, but I will be catching up on some stuff next semester as well.
So the year finishes in the middle of the year?
For me, yeah. Okay. I've just got to fill in some gaps. So, yeah.
Good one. All right. So Joe will be delighted that you've talked him up.
Yeah. I'll probably send it to him.
Will you?
Hi, Joe.
And what do you have to do following these, the lecture topic, modernist fiction? Do you have to provide an essay?
Yeah, usually will be an essay. Lots of the English courses that I've done will end with a comparative essay. So you'll compare two of the texts that we've looked at. My last assignment for this course was writing two abstracts for longer essays, like hypothetically being like, this is how I read this scene, this book, but you had to do it with two opposite readings, which was really difficult. My first one was good, my second one was not. It was like, you had to come up with your idea and say, this is how I'm going to interpret the text for this essay, and then you had to do it with this another time, and I was like, well, like, that's a bit hard. But yeah, it's usually analysing the text and you close readings and essays about where they sit contextually in history and all that stuff. And I tend to try and make my own comparisons to today, and how we can see how the literature, like how it stays around, you know, like we're still reading Jane Austen and loving it. Like what makes it persist for so long? So that's something that I'm really interested in.
Maybe the plot.
Yeah. Oh, I did see a funny meme that was like, it said the reason people still love Jane Austen is because she writes about like the horrors of unexpected guests and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, true.
Right. And do you get your essays in on time? What happens if you don't get them in on
Me?
Time?
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
Don't you?
I'm not good at it.
Is there marks taken off if it's late?
Yeah, I think the standard rule is I think you lose like one letter grade a day.
A day?
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, that is.
I think it's like 5% a day or something like that. I quite like getting extensions.
Oh, you apply for an extension, and what excuse do you use? My cat died.
No. They're accurate excuses.
Right, and you get them often?
Yes.
Not personally, but are they easy to come by, an extension?
Lecturer by lecturer, some are kinder than others, for sure.
And do you apply, via email, or do you go and personally ask them?
It depends. Your relationship with them, I suppose.
Mm.
Yeah, like I have some lecturers which I've taken a few of their courses, so I feel confident in just being able to tell them what's going on and that. But it's definitely with like lecturers I haven't had before, I tend to get scared.
Yeah, I can imagine. That would be an art in itself,
yeah.
Working out how to get an extension. That would have probably taken up a lot of my time if I'd ever gone to university. Okay, so Lucia, you have chosen a track to play, which is quite fitting.
Yeah, well, it's like my favourite band, and it works with what we just talked about. So
yeah, it's Fontaines DC and In the Modern World. And so what does Saturday hold for you? What are you doing for the rest of the day?
I am going to work, which will be nice. At Flying Out.
Right.
So come in and buy some records, say hi.
Busy day?
I hope so, yeah. It'll be nice because it's sunny, so.
Anybody playing there today?
Not today. No, I don't think so. Just me. Yeah. I'll be listening to some cool music, so come say hi.
Great, all right. Thank you for coming in. And
thank you for having me.
Fontaines DC.